evil.
Blog Talk so, Radio.
Why they shout for the most time, son of man? The rich man dwells in the valley. Yeah. Function of the poor is his poverty. Lord, you function of your soul is vanity.
To the new year, so I gotta tell y'all, welcome one more time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Because there's some people who didn't make it into the new year, and there's some people who passed away soon as the new year started. But you are here, and you have a reason to be thankful. So I welcome you. I welcome you to tonight's show. I welcome you to this year. I welcome you to destiny. I welcome you to welcomed affirmations. I welcome you to successful plans captured. I welcome you to goals gained. I welcome you to growth and independence. I welcome you to interdependency. I welcome you to a new outlook. I welcome you to an opportunity to begin faith building. See, I started you guys tonight with something special. I don't really share that song with too many people. So on this particular show, as we started season 7, I wanted to welcome you in with something that's just magnetic to my energy. See, when I go to the beach, I start my year off in the spring, and I believe in going to the beach every New Year's for me is not January 1st. It's March the 20th, the first day of spring. And I often either try to go to the beach or I actually try to go out into the woods and let my feet do some grounding and connect with earth. And when I do those things, this is absolutely the very first song that I play every time. This is the song that I put into the air. This is the song that I put into the ground. This is the song that I put in the water every single time I go to the beach or I go sit out in open space and meditate. Because I want the atmosphere to know, I want the energy to know, and I want the world to know that I am purposely chasing my destiny. not your pre-described, predetermined, pre-understood, pre-manufactured outlook on what you feel like my destiny should be. See, not that destiny that you so forcefully want to impact into my life. The destiny that is ultimately me. The destiny that ultimately achieves my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, my everything that I believe in that is the core and fiber of my being. See, I start with that song every year, so I figured I'd give it to you. I figured it was just as important to me as it is to you for you to gain your lofty goals and for you to achieve your unimaginable expectations that you have over your life. See, I was told the way I dreamed was crazy when I was a kid. They looked at me and they said, boy, you're stupid. They said, boy, go sit down. And I continued to manifest my destiny. I continued to talk to those that I needed to talk to. I continued to give love and give affirmations to those that needed the affirmation, who needed the love, who desired the attention that I was willing to give. And not because I was better than anybody, not because that I saw things different from other people, but because I wanted what I wanted. I needed what I needed. I desired what I desired. So I put my all in it. And in elementary school, they looked at me and they called me crazy. In middle school, they looked at me, they called me crazy. In high school, they looked at me, they called me crazy. When I joined the military, they looked at me, they called me crazy. When I left the military and became a government contractor, they looked at me and they called me crazy. When I left there and I became a VA employee, they looked at me and they called me crazy. Then when I dedicated myself to helping others, and I went to Georgia, and I went to Texas, they looked at me, and they called me crazy. Then when I returned to Florida, they looked at me, and they called me crazy. When I told them that I was going to retire at 40, they looked at me, and they called me crazy. My very first day of interviewing at the VA, they said, sir, you extremely overdressed for the position that you applied for. And I said, I wasn't practicing for the position that I was applying for. I was practicing to be the CEO someday. And the guy said, he looked at the paperwork of what I was applying for, and he looked at my suit, and he said, you know, hey, we all got to have dreams and goals. Hope you get there one day. And I said to him, I said, you know, I hope I do too. And granted, 90 days later, he was trying to write me up and fire me from the whole organization. But like a humble man that I am, I didn't argue, I didn't yell, I didn't disrespect anybody. I humbled myself in those times and those appearances where people thought I was crazy. And I asked them questions, and I spoke with them because I wanted to understand so eloquently from their lips what they meant by crazy. Because if they meant a constant pursuit at one's dreams, goals, using one's abilities, skills, and assets to ascertain the desired outcome of my life, then yes, I was crazy early and I was crazy then. And I'll be crazy today, but I will continue to chase my dreams, and I hope that you're willing and able to chase yours. Because who you are matters. Not just to you. There are people who look at you every day, and they see you get up and go to work. They see you get up and struggle. They see you be a single mom. They see you be a wife or a husband. They see you be a parent. They see you be a student. They see you be an educator. They see you be a teacher. They see you be an entrepreneur. They see you be an executive. And they admire everything about what it is that you are attempting to accomplish. Because every day and any day can be a perilous day. And so I get up and I choose to chase my destiny. 2022 was a hard year for many people, and I put my head down and I buried my head in the focus and the outcome of what 2023 could be when the calendar flipped. And people say, oh, it's not a new year, but it was for me. Because the goals that I set in place for when the new year flipped, I reached. And I've been chasing these goals for 20 and 30 and 35 plus years. And I still have so many more things that I want to accomplish in life. So I still have to start off with that song because I haven't reached my cruising altitude yet. I hope you reach yours. That is definitely my goal in life. I hope everyone enjoyed the New Year's. I hope y'all got out and party, got drunk, smoked a little bit, toked a little something, rubbed on some girls rubbed on you. Hope some of y'all nights ended in some illicit activity. If it did and it didn't, that's not up to me. I'm not in control of that, but sometimes you got to get rubbed on, be rubbed on. Sometimes just having somebody touch you just the way you want to be touched on is an amazing thing. I definitely want to say that. If you guys celebrate, I'm just throwing words together tonight. But if you guys celebrate Kwanzaa, man, our production manager for DJ's Roundtable did an amazing job with Kwanzaa. Go to DJ's Roundtable on Facebook or Instagram and check out all the different things that she put up for Kwanzaa. I appreciate her work and her tireless efforts to make us look good in the background all the time. She does so much, from taking care of our media to our sponsors to our advertising and all the things that come with that, making sure our contracts are renewed and just different things that we have going on in the background. So to our production manager, I know she does not like to be mentioned by name, but I thank you so much for your work and all that you do in the background to make this show continue to be great, and the added responsibilities that I constantly throw on her, guys. I am a tireless worker. If you haven't been around me, I took off 2022. And people laugh at me and they be like, well, you took off the year and you worked. It is hard for me not to do business because I'm tied to business. But I took off 2022 as best I could. I rebranded, relaunched a lot of stuff, and we are full tilt. We are full go. The calendar through March is already really booked up, and I'm just excited. And you know, it's the thanks of great people in the background. My team is massive. Transcend a lot of states, a lot of places, a lot of territories, and even this podcast, it syndicates internationally. And I just thank my team for the work that they put in to make sure that we can do that. If you want to call into the show tonight, because we're definitely going to have some topics where I want to hear from you guys tonight, you can call into 319-527-6703. That's 319-527-6703. If you want to get interactive, we do have a chat. Go on to Blog Talk Radio. Click on Big Map and Friends. You can follow it. And just create your profile or come in as a guest, and you can interactively chat with us in the chat room. Also, you can chat with us through our YouTube, our Facebook feed. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can interact with the show tonight. We hope that you do, because we're getting ready to have some fun. Y'all, I pray that you guys are really, really about to have some fun this year, because tomorrow is not promised to us. And that's the person that I want to talk about tonight, is Gangsta Boo. I loved her from when she first came out. When she was first coming out as an artist, I was in Tennessee. So, you know, I got to experience firsthand what that phenomenon of, you know, Gangsta Boo was when she was dropping some of her early tracks, great work. You know, I was right there in that area, and I really caught that energy that she gave out. And I really loved her style, man. And, you know, for me, what I loved about her absolutely the most was that she was a chocolate girl getting some love. You know, so many times in the industry, you know, we'll give, and this is not a light-skinned versus dark-skinned battle, but I do love when the darker end of the spectrum females get their shine, and they get their shine just for being them, doing what they do, and nothing extra. Because, you know, the light-skinned girls usually always get a pass. And it's no shout to y'all. I love y'all. It's not a hate message or hate song, but I just love when, you know, our dark-skinned, straight, chocolate, like, if you don't put on shea butter, you look ashy chocolate. I love when we win. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and, you know, I got to go with a classic for my girl. So y'all know this is a song that probably put her on the most, and it's Where Them Dollars At.
Thank you.
All right. We are turning up tonight. I'm loving tonight. The energy is real nice tonight. Let's go ahead and get into our commercial break. Y'all know we got to do what we do best, and we got to pay homage to our sponsors. So our first sponsor is Tailored Services Co. You can find them online at www.tailoredservices.us. That's www.tailored, like the suit, tailoredservices.us. And they provide a bunch of services, an array of services. And they will be doing tax preparation appointments coming up here in the very near future. So go check out their website and see how they may service you today. They are primarily based in Florida, but they do have services that they provide nationally. So go click their website today. Hold on. I'm going to go in here and get myself corrected. I stand corrected. They will start taking tax appointments come Wednesday. You always got to make sure you get yourself right, because you know you don't want your sponsors to be coming back. So yes, Tailored Services Co. That's www.tailoredservices.us. They will be taking tax appointments starting Wednesday. You can book them effective immediately. All right, guys, let's get into our favorite area of the night, and y'all know what that is for me. That is Black History is World History. And this person, I've actually done this person on this show before back in 2012 under our old format where we talk about different things. We actually covered him when we were just a show that picked different topics and different people and did a whole show, nothing about him. I actually did an entire show about Mr. Daniel Hale Williams, who is our Black History topic of today. Williams was born in 1856 and raised in the city of Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. His father, Daniel Hale Williams Jr., was the son of Scottish-Irish woman and a Black barber. His mother, Sarah Price, was an African-American woman. I want you to notice the time that we said 1856, because this was a Black family in the 1856, so you know, we already know what it was like then. The fifth child born, Williams lived with his parents, a brother, and five sisters. His family eventually moved to Annapolis, Maryland, the DMV area. Y'all know too much about that, so go ahead and, you know, if you know that area, they had their history during that time as well. Shortly after, when Williams was 9, his father died of tuberculosis, which was a common disease back during that time frame. William's mother realized that she could no longer manage to take care of an entire family of children, so she sent them to go live with relatives. First off, understand, this is a Black family in the 1860s, 1870s at this point. Okay? Williams was an apprentice for a shoemaker in Baltimore, but ran away to join his mother, who had moved to Rockford, Illinois. So first of all, I need y'all to understand, he didn't just run away from, like, you know, down the street, around the corner. He got, you know, he had to go do some stuff. He had to move states, all right? He later moved to Edgerton, Wisconsin, where he joined his sister and opened his own barbershop. So at the very, very early age in his life, he was ready to be an entrepreneur and get out there and just blaze paths. After moving to nearby Janesville, Wisconsin, Williams became fascinated with the work of a local physician and decided to follow in his path. He began working as an apprentice for Dr. Henry W. Palmer, studying with him for 2 years. In 1880, Williams entered the Chicago Medical School, Medical College, now known as Northwestern University Medical School. His education was funded by Mary Jane Richardson Jones, a prominent activist and leader of the Chicago's Black community. See how we take care of each other, help us reach goals? After graduation from Northwestern in 1883, he opened his own medical office in Chicago, Illinois. When Williams graduated from what is now Northwestern University Medical School, during that time, no black doctors could work in a private hospital in the United States. So as a result of this, Williams opened up what would be known as Providence Hospital, which he founded. And he also provided a training residency for doctors and training school for nurses in Chicago. This was established mostly for the benefit of African-American residents to increase their accessibility to health care. But its staff and patients were integrated from the start, which was also a no-no during that time period. In 1893, William became the first African-American to record and successfully perform a precautionary surgery to repair a wound. On September 6, 1891, Henry Dalton was the first American to successfully perform the surgery. And early successful surgeries were to drain the precardium by performing I ain't going to get into all the doctory stuff, but we're going to keep moving. What I do want to talk about with him is not just the work that he did, but it's the focus of understanding building something so you can give back to your community. And that's really been my focus and my journey over the last couple of years is giving things back to our community. And it's just amazing that the production manager just picked him, because not only is he so instrumental to what American doctors are, black American doctors are, but I mean, this, you know, his home is a national, you know, is a national treasure. If you've ever been to Providence Hospital in Chicago, then, you know, you are touching a piece of work that not just helped Chicago and Illinois, but, you know, he went down to Nashville and he did teachings and things of that nature so we can just have access to better health care, so our physicians could have access. He was the first, his school was the first to be associated with the American Surgeons Academy, which is a big deal. I mean, just he's done so much for the black doctor, the black surgeon, the black specialist for, you know, for heart and other just surgeries. And it's hard to not just sit back and just think that not only did this young man have such a traumatic jump into life. I mean, losing his father at an early age, family being torn apart, moving all across the country, but to open up a barbershop, to just take interest in something and to want to be that great in it, to go on and later, but just become successful in it. It's just amazing. And sometimes we don't necessarily get all the credit that we should get when it comes to the things that we've done. But if you ever want to hear a tribute to him, I would recommend that you go listen to a song by the great Stevie Wonder. He wrote a tune that is completely dedicated to this man's work and his life, and it's called Black Man, and it's by Stevie Wonder. So, you know, when you get some time, go get on a platform, go listen to that song, and just know that he is talking about Mr. Daniel Hale Williams in that song. All right? We're getting ready to take our next commercial break, but before that, I want to tell you guys about Goddessly Cleaning, hailing out of Killeen, Texas. Guys, make sure that if you need cleaning services in Texas, go reach out to my partners, Goddessly Cleaning. They take care of homes. They take care of commercial buildings. And they also take care of churches, which was funny. I really asked her, why did she want to start that business when she started it, and what made her come up with the name? And she said, one, it had a lot to do with family and pride. But she said she was a church girl, and she wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody who loved the church provided a service to the church. And so Don't, before y'all start coming for me, that get off my back. Listen, what another person chooses to love ain't got nothing to do with me. But I love to hear someone else's story about why they do what they do and why they start the businesses that they start. And that is a business that is classically giving back to its community. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I think I want to play this song. Shout out to my dog, Nate Dogg, on this one right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. All right. Now, this other one I know most of y'all probably was. I done already heard about three or four of y'all already complaining about this. But today is also National Hangover Day. Most of y'all probably was really, really good this morning. I done talked to a couple of you. You was really, really good this morning. I just hope y'all feel better by now. Just, you know, just get you a nice, quiet, dark space and cuddle up with your boo and get comfortable because you need it. Because some of y'all look a little rough and sounded a little rough when I talked to you today. Today is also World Peace Day. Good luck with that one. I mean, that's a great theory, but yeah, we got some interesting people in this world. I mean, some of y'all ready to fight right now. So, you know, we're gonna keep working on that theory. You know, go give somebody a hug and just say, you know what, I ain't really got no, you know what, some of y'all ain't going to never be, no, I know some people right now. And just to get them to even go remotely make it sound like they kind of almost apologize. That's, yeah. So, happy World Peace Day. Do what you want with that. Kumbaya, my Lord. Today is also Polar Bear Plunge Day. Uh-uh. See, y'all will stop giving me these days that y'all know we don't even participate. First of all, we was mad last week when it was cold. Now y'all talking about we supposed to go jump in ice water? Nah, y'all don't like us. What's wrong with you? Y'all almost made me cuss. I almost got out of character. Today is also First Foot Day. That's an old, believe it or not, which is funny because a lot of black people celebrate this. As well, I know Europeans have a different name for it, and different areas have a different name for it, but it's, you know, it's like the first person who comes into your house supposed to bring you luck. And then I know, like, in some black families, like, they be like, don't let no, you know, like, for women, they be like, don't let no man, not your husband or one of your kids, be the first man to step foot in your house and stuff like that. So First Foot Day, however you celebrate it, whatever your tradition is, that's also today as well. I'm not going to try to tell you how to do your day. Don't come for me. I'm just saying there's a lot of different ways to celebrate that one. I got a friend. I don't remember who. I think this is Yvonne's day. Somebody need to go give Yvonne. This is her day. Today is National Bloody Mary Day. That is her drink of choice. That's one of my oldest friends. If you want to support her. And it's funny because I be saying I'm not going to promote people, and then all of a sudden, like, I find a way to talk about them. So Ash Emporium, and I know she's going to be like, don't tell everybody I'm the tea lady, but her tea is, listen, y'all, her tea is the bomb. Matter of fact, I need to order some, so that's what I'm going to do. See, she's going to be happy I gave her a shout-out. So if you want to get some tea, go to ashemporium.et. I think that's still her website. If not, the production manager will share that on DJ's Roundtable. So go to DJ's Roundtable, and she'll share how y'all can get that good tea. And tell them Big Bass sent you. She might give you a discount. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I be sending people, you know, some places. Y'all will be telling them I sent y'all, and y'all don't be knowing that I be strategically partnered with them, and they can get you a discount if you drop my name sometime. All right? Tomorrow, let's go ahead and knock out tomorrow's day. So tomorrow is January the 2nd, tomorrow is National Introvert Day. So for all of y'all who claim y'all introverts, that's a good day for y'all not to go to work and stay home. So for all y'all introverts, y'all should be celebrating y'all holiday. For all y'all that are like, oh, I'm an introvert, I don't like people, tomorrow is the day that we shouldn't hear shit from you. Celebrate your day. Tomorrow is also, thank God, it's Monday Day. I don't know nobody who's ever said that the fuck ever. I don't know. I mean, other than if your kids go, and I know ain't kids going back to school on that day, so ain't nobody ever said, thank God it's Monday. If they was drunk, high, inebriated, or they got some head on accident. Just like that. Tomorrow is also Cream Puff Day, so whatever. Cream Puff, yeah. Tomorrow is also National Buffet Day. I don't do buffets. I don't trust them. And then tomorrow is also Personal Trainer Awareness Day. I'm going to give a shout out to Josh. Josh really, you know, he really worked with, you know, my wife when she was trying to lose weight and go through what she was dealing with. He really showed up. So production manager, if anybody in South Florida is looking for a great, I mean, not good, great personal trainer, I recommend that you hit him up. Production manager, please make sure you put that on DJ's roundtable for us as well. And then the last day for tomorrow is National Science Fiction Day. Ooh, that's a perfect plug. So because tomorrow's National Science Fiction Day, most science fiction you either read or watch, right? So if you're looking for a great book club, go on my website, taylorhealing.com, and go check out our book club, right? Join the book club, and there's different types of books that we're going to have each month, but go join that book club, and you'll thank me later, I promise you. Especially, you'll thank me later. It's going to really be good. And then, of course, we got to get day three out of here. So January the 3rd is National Drinking Straw Day. I don't know what that got to do with anything. And then we also have Chocolate Covered Cherries Day. All of that does absolutely nothing for me. All right, guys, we're going to get ready to take our next commercial break. Before we get out of here, I got to tell you about this. This new opportunity that has come up. So we have this new promotion. It's called TaylorLearningExperience.com. So if you want to go check this out, it's TaylorLearningExperience.com. Those words, go Google this and you're going to see they talk about all of their upcoming activities. So if you go look at upcoming January the 10th, they're going to be experiment. They're going to be making sugar crystals. They're going to be doing some character traits, talking about responsibility. They're going to be doing a writing assignment for I Am Responsible. And every day that they have activities, enrichment activities, it's posted. And then they also have different ways that you can get involved with Tailored Learning Experience. You can do virtual tutoring. You can do virtual enrichment activities as a single lesson. Single session, you can do exploration enrichment activities as a single session, and then you can schedule for the weekly and monthly enrichment activities. So there are so many different types of ways that you can get in contact and get help with them. And in Florida, this business is a DCF-backed business, so definitely if you're looking for someone to do after-school activities, virtual tutoring, training, and things of that nature, as well as I believe in March they will be opening up a live location. So check out TaylorLearningExperience.com, and so that way we can be able to give back a little bit to the community. All right, y'all, we're getting ready to take our next commercial break. And so with that being said, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Why you bitch? Pain on the two of them, try to pick it out of pain. We are back. That was Shauna with Getting Some Head. Let's go ahead and get into one of my other favorite topics of the night. And y'all know what it is. It's birthdays. All right, so it was a lot of birthdays. So let me get to the birthdays because it was a lot of birthdays. All right, so we have for today, we have Morris Chestnut. You know, he just had a movie come out, so some of y'all ladies should, you know, be kind of excited about that. We have Tank's birthday was today. Also, we have Migo Domingo. I don't know. I guess he one of the Migo boys. I don't know. I don't know none of them, so it's cool. Happy birthday, sir. Darius Slay's birthday is also today. Queenpin. Oh, I love Queenpin. She was nice. Kemar Raynor's birthday is also today. Bald Grizzy. Diamond White, whoever she is, happy birthday to her too. Jane Doe, I heard of her, but I think she's a rapper, but I think I've only heard one song of hers once. Jessica Jarrell, I don't know who that is, but happy birthday to you too, I guess. And Shantae Miche, happy birthday to all of those people for today. We also have tomorrow, Cuba Gooding Jr. We also have sexy-ass AJ Johnson's birthday is also tomorrow. Bryson Tiller's birthday is also tomorrow. Tay Diggs's birthday is also tomorrow. God, what did they just have when they did The Best Man? Did they just have a birthday party? Because I swear, like, all their birthdays, like, all together. And then Cherie Whitfield's birthday is also tomorrow. And then on the 3rd of January, I played that song specifically because it's Shauna's birthday, and it is also my baby sister's birthday, Rashonda. Woo! And shout out to my baby sister because she's also pregnant. So shout out to her on her birthday. She will get to be pregnant and angry and happy and all of that. So Ricochet Rabbit, I love you, boo. Happy birthday. Turn up. Do everything that I would do. And we got some time. We got about 10 minutes before we go into the next segment. So before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. So the number is 319-527-6703. If you want to call in before I get ready to talk about our main topic of the night tonight. So our main topic of tonight, if you haven't paid attention, is going to be resolutions versus reality. This is not my topic, but I am going to bless this topic with the best of my ability tonight. In quotation marks, it says, setting goals that are actually obtainable. So that's going to be what I am going to be talking about tonight. And shout out to the production manager for going back to how I originally used to open the show. So, you know, I used to say, come back, you know, come on in, sit back, grab your boo and a drink and enjoy the show. And we haven't done that in a while because I've been by myself. But I just want y'all to know I do have my drinks with me tonight. I'm drinking on something with honey and apple juice. I'm, I, you know, I tell people like this all the time, until they sponsor me to talk about their alcohol, I'm just going to tell you it's something dark with apple juice in it, and it got a little honey to it. Now, you can figure out which one of those brands it is if you want to, but I'm not going to give them all that, you know, that good free publicity. Also, starting on the 19th of January at 10 o'clock, that is a Thursday, and this year I will no longer be doing the Dr. Feelgood segment on this show. Dr. Feelgood segment has completely signed its own contract, so it will have its own show, its own podcast time, its own channel, its own production team, its own monologue. On Thursday, that will be all adult topics, all X-rated, R-rated, couples, singles, polys, butt plugs. If you want to talk about anything that's in the relationship of relationships and other things of that nature, that's where it will be in this year. Not unfortunately, because it's not really unfortunately. It's a great thing. People saw a need and wanted that side of it, and they've been asking for that a lot more. And so I told the sponsors, if you want me to do that, then pay for it. And they put their money where their mouth is. So starting the 19th of January, the Dr. Feelgood Show will be syndicating on its own platform. I will promote it everywhere before, but then once the season actually starts, it will have its own posting stuff. So just follow everywhere. I'll share it on DJ's Roundtable so you guys can get all of that. And that show will grow in a mind of its own. I'm looking forward to that. I got a couple of people that I definitely want to bring in on guests on that show. Also, we are taking sponsors, advertising, marketing, all of that stuff. So if you want to get reach out with us for that, you can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us either through our Instagram or our Facebook page, and we will get with you for any marketing or advertising things that you would like to have done on this show. So definitely reach out for that. Just trying to, while we got this, you know, I never have this much free time in between sessions, so I'm just taking care of things that you guys don't even know that's going on this year. Oh, body empowerment. That's a big one. Let me tell y'all about body empowerment. So body empowerment is going to be May the 18th and the 19th in Tallahassee, Florida. Okay? So that morning, we're going, and the tickets are on sale now. They're $30 a pop. I think there's only about 20 to 25 tickets available. But body empowerment is going to be the 18th. So we're going to have guided meditation to start that morning. That will be with myself. I will be leading that. And then we'll transition from there, and then we'll go and have tea. And that's going to be a fairy cosplay tee. Of the Spirit will be sponsoring that. So if you would like to participate in that portion of that, definitely make sure you show up. And then that following day, we will be having our photo shoot, our annual body empowerment photo shoot. Again, cosplay fairies. We will be doing that at Myers Park on the Sunday morning. Time and where we're all going to meet up is going to be, let you guys all know that later. But that's definitely going down. And I just want to announce, and I'll get her on here so we can just talk and catch up and do an interview with her before we do it. But our keynote speaker for that will be Miss Tanya Lewis out of West Palm Beach, Florida, the owner of Motivation Magnified. A mother of, what, she got 13 kids now? Mother, minister, Reiki coach, just this woman is so many things. And I'm just proud to say that I know her and that I'm such a fan of her work. And I just look forward to hearing what she's going to give, because the topic, I'm not giving out the topic yet. I'm going to wait a little bit on the topic because I know people start stealing stuff whenever I start putting things out. So I'm going to wait to put the topic out when we put out the flyer. But I've already given her the topic, and I know when she writes on it, it's going to be absolutely freaking amazeballs. So that's that. We are coming up on our next commercial break. Oh, it was crazy, because my commercial break was I was supposed to talk about body empowerment. So, yes, so tickets are currently on sale. You can reach out to Goddess of Cleaning. They are sponsoring the tea and the photo shoot. So Goddessly Cleaning and Of the Spirit will be our primary sponsors for that. If you would still like to sponsor, be a vendor, or get advertising, that is still available. You can reach out to Luxuria Fantasy Creations, which is our event planning company. That's luxuriafc1@gmail.com. I'll spell that again. luxuriafc1@gmail.com. You can reach out to them and get any type of information that you will need as far as sponsorship, vendorship, marketing, advertisement, anything that you want to do in participation with that, please reach out to them and they will help you get all of that set up. So if that is all we got, I've got to go ahead and take a commercial break so we can get ready to get into the topic. I actually pulled this song. My co-host was supposed to be here today, but everybody's home on vacation, and you know, I'm a believer in letting them enjoy their vacations, because I pulled the show being on the first really at the last minute. I didn't know what day it was going to be on because I didn't look at the calendar until we went on holiday. So this song is for my production manager. I'm a production manager, but for my co-hosts, they've been listening to this song a lot. So we're going to get into our topic of the day when we come back after this next commercial break. So you guys sit back, relax, and I hope y'all got a little bit of bad bitch energy.
Sleeping on me, but I sleep out. Thank you. knows that she is so much more than the world has to offer. Covered over and body don't care. That bitch is so legit and always on her shit. Been through the most that never been seen so bit. I mean, even her hanging page is trying to get lit.
Y'all tell CJ when y'all hear her. I like that one. Now, listen, she gave me that one, and I said, okay, I'm going to play it. I hadn't listened to it because, listen, I'm a believer. You're going to get my raw opinion, my raw whatever. I like it. I like it. It gives me enough. She ain't trying to do too much. She just right there in that pocket. I like it. So, cool. We gonna fuck with that. So we got to go ahead and get into what we came to get into, and that's the topic of the night. So let me go ahead and get that pulled up here. If you want to call in tonight, the number is 319-527-6703. It is just me. So let me go ahead and take off my robe. Let me disrobe, get out this emerald green silk robe that my wife bought me, you know, because, you know, I got to let my balls hang free. Because I like to record naked. If you don't know what naked means, it means nothing at all. And so when I record, it is my favorite way to record, is in the nude, as boogie naked. So we are going to talk about this topic. Let's get into this real quick. Let's have some fun a little bit. And it's called resolutions versus reality. Setting goals that are actually attainable. First off, let's start with resolution versus reality. I don't like setting resolutions, and I don't really think, if you study the history of resolutions and what a resolution technically means, I'm not a fan of that word. I'm not a fan of that practice. So the resolution part for me is out. But the setting of goals that are actually obtainable is more prolific for me and this topic of conversation than anything else. And here's why. When you set goals, the goals that you first set in your life must be obtainable. And so I listen to so many people who come to me and say, hey, Bap, I want to do this. Hey, I want to do that. Hey, I want to do this. And so the first thing that I ask them when they sit down and they decide that they want to do something is, what is your exact representation of what you want to do? What is your ideal? What is your goal? What is your focus? What is your end outcome? Because a lot of times what a person will speak in life is not a one-day goal. It's not a six-month goal. It's not a one-year goal. It's not a five-year goal. It's not a 10-year goal. Some of the things that people say in life are 20, 30, 40, 50-year goals. Now, if we reach them in 10 or 15 or 25, then we blew your expectations out of the water. But the actual goal that you're trying to reasonably obtain has nothing to do with your big picture. So your little picture doesn't match what your ultimate goal is. If your ultimate goal is to get a doctorate degree in medicine, flunking out of high school is not going to help you obtain that doctorate. Now, you could still go on to get that doctorate, but your work is going to be a whole lot harder if your goal is to be an entrepreneur and build a business and a vast empire and have several people working for you, you know, and doing all the different things, waiting until you're 70 to get started with that dream is probably not going to help you accomplish that goal. And so when we talk about setting goals that are actually attainable, the hardest thing for me to mentor people in business is for me to get them to understand we have to set attainable goals. Year zero, here's what people don't even understand about being in business. Year zero is the hardest year of business there is. Year zero is not the year that you have the business. Year zero is the year before you start the business. Let me give you a nugget. If you are getting ready to start a business, you need to take a year to prepare. Now, you're going to tell me, oh, bro, man, ain't nobody got time for all of that. I'm just going, and that's fine. I am not here to tell you that you are smarter than me. I've been in business for a very long time. I love business. It is what I do. It is what I breathe. It is what I teach. It is what I help. I'm an executive. I'm on boards. I run my own businesses. I'm business partners with other people. There's vast ways that I do business. But whenever there is a significant change in how I do business, I take a year to organize myself and understand myself and my lifestyle so I can prepare to be in business, because business has a mind and a life of its own, and it grows at its own slow or crazy pace, depending upon who you are and what you do, what resources you have access to, and what you're willing to do to ascertain what it is that you want to get. And that's different for every single person. Now, when I set my goals, because you haven't done what I've done as long, my mentees will tell you, when he starts talking, it sounds crazy when he talks about what he will probably be doing in the next year, because you can't see it. You can't fathom it because you haven't done the thing. There's a business term called sweat equity. In order for you to ascertain the desired outcome, there has to be, if you want to get that A in school, you have to put in something to get that A in school. If you want to graduate with the, hell, I don't even know what they graduate now. It seems like they're graduating with 19.0s at this point. But if you want to graduate with whatever that is, you got to put in some work. You got to go do something. Nobody's looking for some. Let me tell you something. When I go to hire somebody, I'm not looking for someone who doesn't sell me on wanting to work. Because when I fire you, I'm firing you because you didn't want to work. Because I can teach you anything. The biggest people that I get from around me is people who don't want to do anything. I will get a don't want to doer away from me quicker than a I'll try and fail. See, I will try and fail, will eventually get it right. I won't do nothing, we'll never find out. I'm not better than you, but my effort can be better than you. The same, when you set a goal, the goal that you're trying to set, you should be able to see yourself accomplishing it within however many months that you put forth. Generally, if I give a 12-month goal, I'm knocking it out in 9 or 10 months. If I give a 6-month goal, I'm knocking it out in 3 months. If I give a 90-day goal, I'm trying to knock it out in 45 days. See, I'm trying to cut in half the time I spend trying to obtain the goals that I'm trying to obtain. Because if I cut those goals in half, by the time I'm trying to go jump on that next goal, see, I've already gotten halfway there. So now the load will get a little bit lighter. See, the opportunity, and then when other people jump in, see, y'all missing something. Y'all didn't hear me. But see, y'all think that because y'all got up in the morning and y'all did nothing for 3 hours, y'all are in these businesses that aren't teaching y'all how to be business owners. Y'all are being mentored by people who are draining and raping your pockets, but they're not teaching you nothing. You don't have access to them. You have access to training material. See, business is real life, because when it hits, when those things happen in real time, you don't have time to go read training material. That's why a lot of these so-called mentors and coaches are being sued and failing right now, because they set an unexpected, unobtainable goal of trying to help everybody. When I tell people you should only be mentoring a couple of people at a time, because businesses change, opportunities change, licensures change, insurance policies change, corporate oversight change, people change, money changes people, titles change people, relationship value changes people, access to you changes people. So when you're setting these goals, you have to not only look at you, but you have to look at those around you. You know why some of y'all are failing? Look at the negative people that you allow to spend quality time with. Look at your mom and your daddy. Look at your brother and your sister. Look at your spouses. Look at, hell, some of y'all's kids, because you didn't raise them right. You are never going to attain your goal because the energy around you is so negative. It's so petty. It's so spiteful. Leave that job. You've been there for 10 years and ain't got promoted, but you still trying to be loyal to a job that don't even like you. They ain't offered you a raise when unemployment has gone up in most states. You going to work, he or she can't wash clothes, can't cook a meal, can't get the kids off the bus, can't stand up straight to just do somebody's hair or something. They got a problem or excuse with everything and anything. How are you going to obtain any goal when you are around people who are pulling you back? See, the craziest thing, when I start getting into people's goals, they tell me, that don't matter. And I tell them, no, everything matters. Not some things matter. When you are trying to build something, everything matters. Your relationships matter. Your children matter. Your job matters. Your religion matters. Your everything that means something to you matters when you get ready to go do something. And you can try to play it like it's not important, but at the end of the day, the only person that you are making a spectacle of is yourself. Because when you fail, you are going to fail miserably. Not because I want you to fail. Not because I'm looking for you to fail. Not because I have a desire for you to fail. It's because the path that you are setting yourself on is going to cause you to fail. It's not rocket science. It's less science and more belief. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to get y'all with a throwback, because they say these boys turned out for New Year's. So since they turned out, I'm going to show them some love. This is one of my favorite old school songs. When I was a kid, I used to play this song like every day. Like, I broke the tape on this. I had to go buy this tape a couple of times because it wasn't my tape in the first place. I think it belonged to my mama's boyfriend at the time, but it didn't matter. I was playing it because I don't think he understood the importance of this song. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm Y'all, man, y'all know I love New Edition. This next commercial break is going to be brought to you by TaylorBusinessSupport.com, which is crazy with the topic that we're talking about, because these are some of the services that they offer: business planning, performance management, forecasting, strategic management support, HR management reporting. From a business management side part, they help with benchmarking, business valuations, cost studies, equipment analysis, capital budgeting, and more. From a professional development standpoint, we help with professional training, team building, conflict resolution, facilitators, training compliance, maintenance, accounting. We do accounting, outsourcing, bookkeeping, financial reporting, payroll processing, tax compliance, personal taxes, corporate taxes. And they also provide security protection and prevention services. So that is Taylor Business Support, TaylorBizSupport.com, and just check out the services and let them help you. Because that really goes directly in key with what we're talking about here, setting a actual obtainable goal. I don't know any successful business owners or business professionals who don't have a team of people around them who are not getting advice, who are not saying, hey, you know, that may not be enough time on that. That may be too short of a goal. They may show you, hey, you know, that's a good goal, but before you can get to that, you know, you may have to accomplish this and that and this before you can actually reach that level or be able to do those things. And so it's not so much that you just have to set a really obtainable goal. It's more so that you have to really understand the importance of what type of goal that you're attempting to set. You know, you don't really have what's the word I want to use? It's not that your goals are not obtainable. I need people to really understand how to make their goals attainable. I think that's the better terminology there, is how to make what you're trying to do obtainable professionally, legally, and profitably. When you take those three things and really tie them all together, because there's some people out here who are profitable, and you know, and but their business isn't technically legal, or you know, their business is legal, and you know, but it's not necessarily profitable. There's a lot of different evaluations that you can look at when it comes to trying to do certain things. But the first thing I tell anybody, and this just status quo. If you're going to do anything, before you set goals, evaluate yourself, evaluate your life first. Look at you. Look at what you have control of. Look at what you can change. Look at what you can improve. Look at what you can do better. Look at what you can remove. So when you focus on you first, and people get mad at me when I start teaching this, and they'd be like, oh, you hating on me and this and that. No, because I'm not a perfect being. I apply this to me daily. I look at me first. What can I do to make this a better situation, to improve the odds of it being a successful situation? Once I've done what I can do, once I've put in the work that I can put in, once I've understood the energy that I bring to the table, once I've maximized all of that, then I can look at everyone else in the equation. Then I can look at my spouse. I can look at my children. I can look at my job. I can look at my career. I can look at education. But you have to understand you first. Like you have to do a one-on-one analysis. We are so busy pointing the fingers at everyone else talking about why we haven't succeeded. And a lot of times the answer is the very four fingers that's pointing at you while you're talking about what everyone else is not doing for you to be successful. This is not a determination of you being a bad person, or because, you know, we try to put emotions in this. This is not an emotional statement. This is a actual take emotions out, take feelings out, take all the extra out, and just look at you. Focus on you. Some of y'all right now in relationships with people that's successful, and you don't understand why they're successful, is because they're not looking at you, they're looking at themselves. See, a lot of the accomplishments that some people in whole relationships got right now is in spite of you. Not because of you, but in spite of you. Because they're planning around you. They already know, they've looked at themselves, and then they figured out where your shortcomings are, so they learn how to plan for themselves and then plan around you. And so now they're able to accomplish what they need to accomplish, and it's not because of you. It's because that they got you the fuck out the way. Don't be the latter. When they make a plan, let that plan include you. Let it be an interchange of energy. But a lot of people don't want to interchange energy with you because of who you are, how you show up at the table, what type of energy you give back to each other. There are people right now walking away from some of you because of how you act. They would willingly give you everything off of their back, but your behavior causes them to walk away from you. Your attitude causes them to walk away from you. Your energy causes them to walk away from you. And you're sitting here talking about, oh, man, they should be doing everything for me if they only knew how much I love them. But your energy, your actions, your interactions with them, the exchange of personal relationships with them make them not even want to know you. Not that you're a bad person. It's the energy that you're giving. You can't give bad energy and expect for people to love on you. If you want to have an obtainable goal, the greatest thing that I can teach anybody when it comes to obtaining the goals that they want to obtain, stop having hate for people and start loving on people. Nobody wants to deal with an unpleasant person. Nobody wants that waitress or that waiter that looks like he or she's having a bad day. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go to the cashier and the cashier look like she just got beat up by her husband, but now you got to check her out. Now you got to take that energy before, you know, as you get gas, because, you know, you go into the same gas station every day. So now you got to take her energy to work, and now you're worried about her all day when that wasn't what you got up to do for the day. See, there's reasons why people start avoiding you. If the world is avoiding you, look at what you are. I tell people avoid me all the time, because I'm an accountability holder. Because I expect you, look at anybody who knows me and they will tell you very quickly, he will ask you to hold him to a level of accountability extremely quickly. I'm a believer in that. How can you expect for someone to be truthful with you? How can you expect for someone to ride with you? How can you expect for someone to give you their best if they won't be accountable? You cannot attain anything if you can't be accountable. I think I gave you like several nuggets tonight on accountability and attainment. Because it's not the resolution that's going to get you there. You can cut off, you can abstain for sex, you can not go out no more, you can not drink no more, you can do all the nots, and that's great. But if you're not holding yourself accountable and understanding where the mistakes are happening in your life, you're not going to make it where you're trying to make it to. That's not a me statement. That's a fact statement. All right, y'all, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and we will be right back after this. I got music playing. Where did my music go?
Baby, huh? helpless. Some look at this cabal. I got some diamonds in the face. I don't stay. I might cause a cold front if I take a deep breath. I'm dreaming like I'm chewing on the limit of all time. Someone know my dad was giving off some potent oil. I put my mind in with my mouth. He is in doubt agree. I'm 20 years, 36. Let him know I'm so for real. My mother teaching this. I'm 31 at CVS. I'm gonna tear my mouth. This is in the last.
That's right.
I got the bitch wear and neck wear. This captivating. But it's so proud. I got these on like a spectating. I'm no peace. This is certified. A total package. Open up my mouth and you see more kids than a static. My teeth are mind blowing. Giving everybody chill. Common joy. Plumbing. Cause I'm selling everything that grill.
I just want to give it to y'all. So this is going to be one of my favorite songs. When I'm going through things and I don't know what my energy is and I don't know what my mood is, when I don't know what I'm going through, when I'm anxious, when I'm frustrated, when I'm angry, and I just want to get into a good meditational space, this is one of my favorite songs that I go to, and it's one of my favorite Boyz II Men songs. So we'll be right back after this quick Boyz II Men commercial break. Y'all, we are back after that quick commercial break. We're getting ready to get up out of here. It is the end of our show. I thank you guys so much for rocking with me. But if you're going to set goals, set attainable goals. Get with your mentors. Get with your coaches. Get with your advisors. Get with the important people in your life. If you have a spouse, talk to your spouse. You know, talk to your confidants, talk to those who really, really can help you. You know, sometimes we are talking to the wrong people. It's also a part of goal attainability. Make sure you're talking to the right people. And if you don't feel like they're giving you the right information, go seek more information. Go seek better answers. I tell people all the time, I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the right answers, and I'm not going to be the only answer that I recommend that you go get. But most people will always tell you when they go get the answers that I ask them to go get. They find out real quickly that the people around them are making the same decisions that they're making. And so I want you to do ultimately what's best for you, ultimately what's going to get you to where you need to get to. But I want you to believe in what you need to believe in. So with my closeout, y'all know we do a word of the day. And so my word of the day is going to tie directly into the song that I'm going to play to end the night. And it is help the children. They need every bit of help they can get. Think about who you were when you were 6 and 7 and 3 and 14 and 15 and 16. Think about how confused you were. Think about the bad decisions that you could have made. Think about the bad opportunities that were presented to you that you could have easily made the wrong decision and had a different outcome. We're judging some of these kids as if we got it right every time. There are some secrets that we are still holding on to this day that we will never tell anyone because of the mistakes and the indecisions that we've made as children. But my goal, my prayer, my hope, my desire is that not only you will go and get everything that you want, that you will obtain every goal that you will try to obtain, but you will help the generation that comes behind you. We love you. Ahala.
What in the world are you gonna do, Mom?